Blog Talk Radio. Thank God it's Friday, TGIF, I remember those words. And it's and we're doing a live show on July 20th, 2018. And coming back as my guest co-host is my friend Evie Sands. Evie, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, May, I'm here. Hi, hi, okay. How are you? Happy Friday to one and all. It's fantastic, TGIF, as you said.
Yeah, I know, and it's like, it's beautiful outside, but it's hot and humid around here. It's getting back into that weather that I don't really care about, and it's kind of weird. Oh, there goes all those sounds that are on the computer. And people, please forgive me. I will finally get a microphone at one point when I get a chance to, so you can hear me better. This is one of those things. I will say, I was just watching golf. People must think I'm a nutcase, but I just happened to turn on to the TV, and they had one of the big golf tournaments in Carnoustie in Scotland. And of all places, I've only been to Scotland for a couple of days, and I was in that area, Dundee and Carnoustie. So I it's kind of weird, and I didn't go to Scotland. But
I love Scotland, by the way.
Yes, isn't it beautiful?
Love Scotland and all the people, and it's beautiful. It's fantastic.
I want to go back. Well, the reason I went many years ago was there was an exhibition of a friend of mine, the late photographer Ian McMillan. And if anybody who's a Beatle fan, they know the name Ian McMillan. He took the most iconic photograph in the world. It's the album cover for Abbey Road. So, yes.
There you go.
Yeah. So
you could stop
lucky.
Right there, right?
I know. And he was a funny man. I mean, he took his time. He took everything in. I mean, to sign, I think a friend of mine said, you know, he took 10 limited edition photographs, and he was trying to get some, the person was trying to get them signed by Ian. And he took his time. He said, oh, let me see. Let's go for a cup of tea. I want a cup of tea before I make the signing. This went on, and it took hours by the time we were done with 10 prints. Hours. That's how long it took. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I am so surprised they even got the photograph done on Abbey Road. But you know, it's been crazy. We've had a crazy week, but, you know, this yesterday morning here in New York, and if you didn't read it, we just had this steam accident out on right in the Flatiron area of New York City, and that was right next to the Flatiron Building, which is the landmark of New York City. That's where my publisher, that's my book publisher, was there. You know, and
well, that's such an iconic building. It's
I know. It's in almost in every commercial you see on television, in the background, and. And you see, and it blew up. And today, there's a certain area downtown where the hole is so big in the ground. These pipes were put in back in like 1932 or 38, somewhere around there. And so when it blew up, it sent asbestos into the air. So that's why a lot of 49 buildings have been evacuated. People can't go back to their homes. If they've been hit by any of the dirt or they had to take off their clothes to pass it on to Con Ed or whoever it was, and they were taking it away. I mean, it was just that dangerous. So I hope it clears up soon. I hope the city takes care of that so these poor people can go back. And my God, people, motorcycles in the background, so that's outside in my street here.
That's terrible. That's really a environmental disaster.
Absolutely.
Not to mention how disruptive that is city, and like we said, such an iconic building in that whole area, and I feel so bad. I hope somehow everybody stays safe and no one suffers any damage health-wise because of it. That would be a miracle.
There were only about four or five people that got hurt, minor injuries. They didn't even go to the hospital, so they probably just got splattered. But it's still, the air is what we're all concerned about. This morning I heard another, it's just like disaster after disaster. This morning I heard about on the Missouri River that duck dive boat or whatever it was. And it's because all of a sudden there was a storm that came in, it overturned the boat, and they lost like 11 people. When I read that, it was just like, oh my God. And there were kids on there. It was a tourist boat, you know, and it's just so sad. But Mother Nature called, and it's not like, it's really tough. That's all I can say.
It's so sad, yeah. Well, that's why we always say to really enjoy every moment, and what do they say, always when we love people, tell them we love them, and just be joyful, because life is so strange, and as you said, freak accidents and things happen all the time, but not to dwell only on the sad, though we are observers, there's lots of stuff going on in the world, all kinds of fun stuff and fun activities, yeah. And it is summer. It's not my favorite season because I really don't love hot weather and humidity, but it's fun because we have a lot more daylight. And what fun stuff is going on?
Well, let's see. Before we go, the one good thing and one happy note that we could leave on was that all 12 or 13 people of those kids in Thailand got out, and that is a miracle.
That's absolutely phenomenal. Just total miracle, absolutely.
Well, really. Let's put it this way. Now in the city, let's see. I don't know. There's so many different, there's concerts out there. There's everybody's just cycling around. It's New York City comes alive. You're right. I don't like the summertime. It's just too hot for me. I like my fall and spring personally.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The longer daylight hours are beautiful. I mm-hmm. do love that. And I get a chance to walk out. I get a chance to see friends, and I don't feel so, you get a chance, you want to go out and you want to do your walk. You want to go out and see friends and do things. I go out to dinner with friends. I have friends come from England.
People just seem
like
to
that.
Be much more active and just kind of everyone comes out of their caves and just enjoys life, I think, a little more. Probably, as we're saying, I think because we have more hours of daylight, so it just seems like, woo, everybody go out and have a good time.
Hey, listen, we better say, I just want everybody to know we're waiting on a guest that I put out there, and we're waiting for Vinny Martell. He's just a little delayed in getting to us, but he's going to be calling in, and the Vanilla Fudge are performing at the Hippie Fest tour with Rick Derringer is going to be on that, is on that bill. Joey
Mitch
Mullen's
Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Right. So they're next week, and I think I'm going to see them, which I'd be very happy. I know a few of those people out there. And, I think we might be having somebody calling in. Hold on. Let's see.
Ooh.
Ooh, hold on. Where are you? Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey,
hi,
Vinny.
How you doing? Yeah,
I'm
how
okay.
you doing, mate?
I'm okay. You're on the air with me and Evie right now.
Ah, beautiful, man. Glad that's to be here. Thank you.
Yes, and it's so great. I mean, you know, both of you, and I said this to Evie early on, you're both doing one of my favorite songs, Take Me for a Little While, and two different versions, and it's great. Evie,
Hi, Vince.
Hi, how you doing, Evie?
Good. It's nice for us to talk, right? After all of this little musical legacy. Very, very nice to talk with you.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
I love, you know, I was, as I was saying, you know, when I love when the Fudge performs. You guys sound great, and you too, Evie. But that song, every time I hear it, it's just one of those things that just brings me back. And it's a different take. It's good. Each one does a different take. It's a different version. So it's really fantastic. And I was going to say, hey, Vinny, how long is the tour going to be?
Oh, this tour is going to go until August 19th, starting on July 25th, Englewood, Bergen, Pack. You want me to read them off to you? I'll read all four of the dates to you.
You can, or we can send the people to the website, and
exactly.
They can say what website is good for you.
You're probably vanillafudge.com.
Okay, vanillafudge.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be
possibly
a good place.
Maybe hippiefest.com too.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
of course, because you're under the guise of the Hippie Fest this time. Okay.
Exactly, right.
Oh, I can't wait, because I'm seeing you next week, so I'm thrilled at Westbury.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're glad that you're coming down. It's beautiful. We're looking forward to that.
Well,
that
that's
should
what,
be a
that's
beautiful, but great time of year to do it there.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah, it's, I'll tell you who's on it for anybody that doesn't know. We've got, besides Vanilla Fudge, we've got Rick Derringer, Mitch Ryder, from the Detroit Wheels, Bad Finger featuring Joey Mullins, and that's the basic core of the Hippie Fest. And then we're playing, besides three places in Jersey and Westbury, we're doing Florida, we're doing some West Coast gigs. So we might be adding some other people on. For all I know, they might get a couple of additions on some of the other shows.
All I can tell
you guys are going to have such a good time, and everyone's going to so enjoy seeing that show. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
I just think that Florida is hot. When you said Florida.
It is. You got to stay in the air conditioning.
Here's a question. In Florida, will you be indoors?
We better. I hope we are.
I hope you are.
It's too hot, man. If you're not, definitely. Hopefully we'll be in air conditioning, yes.
All I can say is don't be wearing black if you're outdoors.
Right.
So
wear white.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Vince, I have a question for you, for some people who might be interested, for let's say for gearheads, without getting too techy, do you want to talk about any of your guitars of choice, or do you use pedals, pedal board, or any amps or anything in particular for your sound? You know, you have a really special, unique tone that's yours. Without getting too techy, anything you want to tell people listening about your guitars and or
yeah,
pedals?
Sure.
Or?
Of course. I generally use Gibson guitars. I also use Dean guitars, and I also use ESP guitars.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's generally, I have in fact a couple of endorsements, Dean and ESP.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I prefer the sound with the Vanilla Fudge. I like actually to use the active pickups, because it cuts through with the B3 Mark Stein is using. You can still get the articulations of the notes, and what I'm doing kind of cuts through with the active pickups. So I generally will do that, not all the time. I do vary, passive pickups. Again, I don't want to get too technical, but
right, for people who, I mean, for us, yes, but that's actually interesting. Point right there that you were making. When you're not using the active pickups or anything, are you a pedal board guy, or you have a go-to, or do you pretty much just like direct tone out of your amp?
No, I definitely use pedal boards. I'm actually using a fly rig right now, because it's easy to transport because when you're on the plane, I like to keep my backpack and keep whatever I'm going to have pedal-wise with me as opposed to shipping it off separately because every so often something gets lost on the plane and doesn't show up at your destination. That happened to us in Europe. Yeah, right.
I'm with you on that. I do the same thing. I mean, especially now there's some of those pedals that are so compact and lightweight that I'll make do with those on tour for the very same reason. Yeah.
Exactly. And amp-wise, generally, we're going to be, like, using Backline on the Hippie Fest, and I think they're providing us with a Marshall 100-watt head and a 1/412 cabinet. So all the bands are going to be using that. So, you know, that's fine with me. That's one of my choice rigs to use anyway.
Beautiful.
Great sound. Yeah, get out of the Marshall. So I'm pretty cool with the whole thing.
Good. So, May, is that okay? We didn't get too techie for you?
No, you know what? It's fine for me, even though I don't, believe it or not, I don't play anything. But for me, it's always interesting to hear. And people out there, it's not for me, but it's for the people out there who are musicians or who want to know. And there are many out there when they hear you guys and what you use, because they don't get a chance to be able to ask those questions. So for you to actually give the info, they're thrilled. That's a great little thing. So I'm fine with it. I'm okay. I like listening.
All right.
Good, yeah. It is interesting, you know, it's so funny because a lot of people don't realize that when they go and they see shows, what is really going on to get those shows to happen behind the scenes. I mean, how much gear and loading in and equipment and then sound and in places, and it's so involved. And we spend hours and hours and hours to get someplace, and then for an hour or two or three, whatever it is, of actual music. So Vince, we're kind of insane, right? And then it's back, load up, and hit the road for hundreds of miles again, or fly for hours, and just for the show, an hour or two or so of a show.
Hey, Vince, are you on a bus or are you flying?
Well, we're going to be traveling with ourselves. I guess all the groups on this tour are going to be, it's up to them probably, to get to the New York and the Jersey gigs because they're close proximity to where everybody's originating from for the most part. Florida, yes, we're going to fly into Florida, I'm sure of that. We're going to fly into California. So, it's probably, you know, if there's a few gigs in one area, like in Florida, they might have a bus for us to do all the Florida stuff. Then we'll fly to California, and we might do a bus. By the way, before I forget, let me mention what you said before is very true about people behind the scenes. And I want to thank Gary Raychek, the producer for Loving the Musical Celebration, give a shout-out to him for setting up this interview and a lot of other interviews that he sets up from San Diego. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to be doing flying in and buses and vans. It depends. The logistics are all worked out. People, again, behind the scenes doing that, so I don't really know. But they're going to make the most of the time and the effort and the expense. They check all that out.
You know what's interesting? That no matter how well-known you are, you're still putting in the time of traveling the way it is. You're not, you know, everybody's in there traveling by bus or by however to get to, especially if it's by bus. And, the Cowsills, for instance, they love the bus. They love going all over the place.
Right.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah, we did gigs with the Cowsills back in 67.
Oh, my God.
Rhode Island. Yeah, we knew them from 1967 up in Newport, Rhode Island. We played at a couple of places, the Bastille and Dorian's. And we know them guys for a whole long time, a real long time.
They're amazing. I would love to see I would love to see the fudge and the Castles go on tour, right? Right? That would be a great. That would be two groups that would be great on tour. I would love to see
that. That would be great. We actually did something with them probably about 5-6 years ago at the Cannery in Las Vegas. Us and the Castles and a handful of other groups were on it. So it's always great seeing them. They're like you said, beautiful people.
Oh, they're wonderful people, and they're so, and they're all so talented and just lovely, lovely people. Yeah, fantastic.
You know, listen, I can't wait to see when I see you guys perform, and you know, and I know you perform with your wife every so often. I know you perform with Peg, and and how's she doing? Because I love her.
She is doing tremendously. She's a very, very talented. She had her own band in Colorado before we got together, and she was involved with the Loving and Musical Celebration with Ben Vereen.
We also
just did Sellersville, PA with my band with it's called Rock Gold, which has Keith Remy, the bass player from the Vanilla Fudge, Peg Pearl on keyboards, and PC Tolliver from the Plasmatic on drums. And but she's doing great, and I love working with her. She really is a fantastic musician and singer. Everybody loves the singing big time.
It's so nice when you can share that, because I'm fortunate too. The drummer in my band is my husband, so he's really sings well and our voices blend well together. And it's nice that we can share that and do shows together and travel together. And so I know how much that's special that must be for you two.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah, we're doing something actually tomorrow up in Pinac. We're going to be doing something with some friends of mine, Billy Killerin, keyboard player,
right.
Great talented guy. Yeah, so we're going to be all up in Pinac, New Jersey tomorrow doing something. And it's great if your spouse is a musician that's into it. You can rehearse in the house, which we do. I'm looking forward to going over some things with Ted later. Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah. So I have a question for you. We might as well just ask it, since here we are together in this conversation. Do you recall what it was that made Vanilla Fudge pick Take Me for a Little While as a song for you to do, and of course do it in your way of doing it?
Our producer, we have a great producer, George Shadow Morton.
Of course, Shadow Morton, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, what a great producer.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he was involved with, he was Janis Ian, leader of the pack, you know, great tune on the beach, he wrote that. And he knew Trey Martin. He brought the song to us and said, I think this would be a great song for you guys to do.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to it, we liked it, we did it, and it's been fantastic. It was the A-side in Italy when Atlantic, we were on ATCO, which Atlantic owns.
Mm-hmm.
They released it in Italy as the A-side, and they had Force, actually, the song I wrote, as the B-side, which went to number 6 in Italy. But Take Me for a Little While was the A-side in Italy, and Trey, last time I talked to him, he was buying a horse ranch down in Florida, believe it or not. So,
you're talking about now recently?
I probably talked to him probably 10 years ago or something. It's been a while. When I did talk to him, that's what he was doing, again, quite a while back. But that's what he was doing. And by the way, while I'm thinking of it, let me mention that Kanye West just did a sample of Take Me for a Little While with Vanilla Fudge.
Kanye West!
Yeah, he just did a sample of Take Me for a Little While on his latest album or something. So anybody that's looking up Kanye West, Take Me for a Little While, with Vanilla Fudge. However, and it's called, I think the name of the tune is called Ghost Town.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. Somebody sent that to me as well. Obviously, our mutual association with the song. So someone sent that to me about 3 weeks ago, I think. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have to hear it. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So, thank you, Kanye. He's helping us out over here.
I, you know what? It just proves to me, because this is where, you know, the stuff that I love, the music that I love, goes back the 50s, 60s, 70s, the early 80s. That's my time period. Not because but the songs were real songs that you could, when Dick Clark used to say, you could hum it. I could relate to the words. So it just makes it.
But May, can you dance to it?
Oh, well, of course. You know, listen, back then.
I'm just teasing you. Wasn't that what Dick Clark used to say?
Yeah. I know. Let's rate a record.
Right, rate the record. Right, right.
That's what I actually, like I said, when I met him, I thanked him for bringing American Bandstand to America. You know, I'm bringing it to us. I love the Philly version, his original version, because it was so fresh and so new before it went to Hollywood. It was just so different. The vibe was a different vibe. And it's what's weird is that years later, I'm working over at APCO and Apple, and I'm in publishing. And the guy that comes in to now do publishing, replacing my old boss, media boss, Fran DeAngelis, is this guy Ed Kelly, and Ed would start talking, and it turns out he was an original American Bandstand person. He was on the show.
Was he one of the dancers on the show?
Yes.
One of the kids?
Yes.
Oh, how fun!
One of the regular. He was one of
the regulars. Oh, the regular dancers on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I just laughed and I thought, who would have thought years later that, you know, all these people that you watched on television and they're dancing and you knew everybody's name. I remember the two sisters, Carmen and Yvette Jimenez and Pat, I forgot. But he was a... Pat Carpino, I think was his name. It was just like all these different, you felt like you were in their room, their space, there talking to your girlfriend or the guy, you know, your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of an interesting thing back then. And it was good.
Yeah. Thing I will say you remind me is that doing any of his shows, Dick Clark shows, he was so nice and so kind and such a gentleman to the guests. He used to always come in ahead of the show and come into the dressing room, and he was just really lovely. He couldn't have been kinder just to be a guest on his show. Really.
Oh, for sure.
Did you?
By the way, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the Fudge appeared on American Bandstand, yes or no?
You know, I believe we were. I have to check that out. I'm not sure if we were on this particular show. I believe we were early on in our career, but we were on all of these shows. We were on, Ed Sullivan twice, Dick Cavett, Mike Griffin, Mike Douglas, Richard Harris was on with us, Mike Douglas, we all went out to do that. Crazy character, man, I tell you. Wild night. It was just, it was great. By the way, Jimmy Fallon, who was just on that, I believe, 2011. Another great guy. Came in the green room, hung out with everybody, talked. Level-headed, down-to-earth, straight ahead. Great cat. So,
I like all the talk show hosts now. I mean, I really do. I like Fallon. He's very talented. Singing, playing, the whole thing. I love Colbert for another type of, you know, thing, and then you have Kimmel and Conan. They all have a different type of personality when they bring it to the show.
And they're all, as you say, they're all really enjoyable to watch and listen to, and I feel the same, yeah.
Yes.
You can watch any one of them. Yeah, but back then, I can tell you right now, John Lennon used to love, and he never got a chance to meet him. It was Johnny Carson. He never met him.
Wow. Oh, he never met Johnny Carson?
No. And the one time that the Beatles, it was actually Paul and John, when they came to announce the forming of Apple Records and all that stuff, he gets on, unless you get it, because I was a kid, I was watching it, and Joe Garagiola was the guest host. And I remember
guesting on the Tonight Show. Oh,
that's right. And all of a sudden, you could see John going, "Where's Johnny?" And he goes, and Joe Garagiola didn't have a clue how to answer that. He's like, "You don't." And he goes, "Who are you?" And I thought,
sorry, John. He's on vacation.
He never met. He never met Johnny, and that was his favorite show. He always watched it. And that's a sad thing. I wish he had. Well,
you know, I bet John loved Johnny's dry wit, like his sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Johnny had the at the time was the king of that type of timing of everything, and he was good. So you know, there you go, and. So Vinny, I'm gonna get a chance to see you next week.
Oh, thank you. Well, you'll see everybody else too. They'll all be on the fest, so it'll be great to see you guys out there too. That's great.
Yeah. Too bad, Evie, that you're not out here. You're gonna come with me. We could have gone see the show.
I would meet you. We'll set it up and we'd go see the show. But
yes.
Gee whiz. I'm too bad geography gets in the way sometimes.
Well, are you going? Where are you, Avivi? In what area? You're in
Los Angeles.
So, Vinny, are you going to be out in that direction?
Well, we're going to be in San Diego, Humphreys by the Sea, Saratoga, Mountain Winery. We got at least those two out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get to the San Diego or Humphreys by the Sea or the Mountain Winery.
Maybe I can, depending on when that is or if I don't have any shows. I'll talk with Gary Raycheck and see maybe we can hook up.
Oh, that's good because that's August 8th and August 9th.
Okay. All right. I'll check with him and maybe that would be lovely.
See? There you go. Take me for a
and
little
then,
while.
And then May, you'll come out, and then we'll go see the show there together.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I love for everyone out there, the Fudge when they go out and perform, it's amazing. They sound like the records, what you remember. It's great. Everybody sounds fantastic. Watching Carmine perform, Mark singing. I mean, it's just. It is, it's fabulous, and I, you know, and then of course there's, I haven't seen Rick Derringer, I haven't seen, you know, him in a while, and Mitch Ryder, God only knows his voice, oh my God, you know, everybody remembers those songs, and we all remember such good times, and Joey Mullen from Badfinger, because I've known those guys for years, it's wonderful to know that these guys, and all of you, that still bringing the music, still bringing the joy to everybody out here, and I so appreciate it because that, you know, it was always when I was younger. I remember going, I didn't feel good, and if I was sad or anything, I just put on the record and just listen, and you guys just pick me up. And so it's a music really just transcends right across. It's just when people say it's the medicine here, it is the medicine for me.
It is. Music is.
It really is. You're right. As a matter of fact, I got a little something I'd like to say here. Where you gave me a little opening on this. But dig this. Let the world put down the weapons and pick up instruments.
Yes. Amen. Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Right. That's what should be going on.
Absolutely.
Music does it. Music brings you back to your youth, and it brings you back to memories. It opens up. It's such a fantastic gift that we have to be able to do this music. I love doing it. It's all I do. I just love it. And thanks to all you guys that are doing stuff that relates to the music and advertising and talking and interviews and everything like this. It all helps the public get more in tune with themselves. Let's make it a more peaceful world.
Absolutely. I just think that it's such a wonderful, to me, it's a gift that I can do this. It's a gift that I've met all of you guys. Because you are a big part of my life as I was growing up. So, to me, I wish it could go back. I wanted to go back to this, and that's why I love promoting more about the music than anything else in the world.
And there's nothing like it. It's a privilege to be able to do it and to share with people and. As you say, and it's healing, it transcends. In fact, my favorite thing, I always look back, the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Look at the way these people from different planets communicated with each other. It was through music and art, music and color. And what does that tell you? It just transcends everything, as you were both saying.
That's exactly it.
So, Vince, a quick question for you and for fans of the Fudge. So it's you and Carmine and Mark, and is it Pete playing bass now?
Yes. Timmy decided to retire, and we miss him, and Pete's doing a great job on bass, yes.
Beautiful. You know, it's funny. I ran into Tim Bogert a few years ago now, maybe 8 years ago. It was a gig or something, and we had a kind of a fun chat about Take Me for a Little While and some mutual friends. And I mean, for all of the mutual friends that we all have, it was the first time that just any encounter with Vanilla Fudge, so that was nice. And then, like I said, it's just nice to talk with you today. Great.
Oh, it's my pleasure talking to you wonderful ladies. And Timmy's a great guy. We miss him. Wish him well. And if he ever wants to come back and do some more tunes with us or something, you know, we'd love to have him. But you ladies, God bless you.
And
his wishes to you.
And
you too.
And you know what? Have a great kickoff start, and love to your lovely wife. And you know what? I want everybody to go on the vanillafudge.com site and the Hippie Fest, and you can see everybody on, you know, their dates. And Vinny, I will see you next week, and I, you know, it's gonna be fun.
Yes, well, we're looking forward to seeing you. You and Evie, God bless you guys. Thank you. VanillaFudge.com, VinceMartell.com, HippieFest.com. Come on down, people. Let's party time and make the world a better place.
It's going to be a great show. I mean, how can it not be? It's going to be fabulous. So raise a glass. Have a wonderful, successful tour. And I'll see you on the road, as they say, right, Vin?
Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. And let's all remember, let's all be good to the animals.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
You too.
It's a pleasure.
Okay.
Looking forward to seeing you on the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing you at my parties as well.
Yes, I hope I can make them. If I'm in town, I'm there.
Good.
You guys,
absolutely.
I love your parties. You have the best parties going over here. So let me know. Give me some notice. Let me know. And if I can, I will definitely be looking forward to it myself and Peg.
Okay, great. Talk to you soon. See you soon.
See you guys. Thanks. God bless.
Oh, okay, bye-bye, Vinny.
Bye. Take care, ladies.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
Is that not that fun? That was fun.
Oh, the best.
And
really,
you know,
it
gets harder. I know people, it's hard to get here with sound wise, but I guess it was on his mobile. I guess it was on his line. There's got to be something we got to do when people call in. There's got to be something else here. I just love Vinny's got the right attitude. He's right. You know, we could just think about music. I mean, look at what it can do. You know, when you hear music, people just stop. And it doesn't need words. People hear it, they already know what they like, and they can just go into another space.
Well, and also, again, it's such a healing thing. The proof is, even for people that otherwise have illnesses or are just completely gone, so to speak, that and don't communicate in any way, and then they hear music or certain music that perhaps had even meant something to them at an earlier point in their life, and they're transcended. It heals people. It's just something so special, and the words really, no words to express how wonderful it is. And then what Vinny was saying about everybody in the world put down weapons and pick up an instrument and be kind to animals. I mean, that's where it starts, and be kind to humans. It just seems so simple, doesn't it, May, that why we can't all do that? And the world would just be such a beautiful place. Totally.
I agree. You know, I believe Vinny's been in the military as well, so it's not like he doesn't know where he's coming from.
So that's
go ahead. You know, it's people's been there. I like to see us come down off of this scary time, you know. Go back to, you know, it's like what John said, imagine there's no heaven, imagine there's nothing but just you and all of us around, just us. You know, nothing.
Yes, I mean the words. Just say the words to imagine, and that's a pretty nice world that it would be right there,
or the other one, the Beatles. All You Need Is Love.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
These are the ones we
keep putting out there. We just have to keep putting that out there, and I do believe all of those things have power, and the more of us that continue to put those energies out there, it does something very powerful.
Yes, and I think that that's why I look at it, all the new students that are going to be coming in that can get a chance to sign up to vote. I strongly say kids do that as well. You can only
That's powerful. That changes the world, just like I guess we could say, look at the movement of the things that happened in the 60s and how that was such a powerful energy that changed things. And I think we're experiencing something like that now. And I'm excited about that, what you just said, to have all these students who are so passionate about the things that they see and the things that have, and of course tragedies that have happened, and then instead of with guns, it's like vote.
Exactly. It's so necessary to vote, no matter what your beliefs are. I'm not saying we should, whatever change you want, you got to go out and vote for your candidate that you think is going to represent you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a voice. I really get upset when they say, oh, it's the same old thing, I'm not going to even bother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, then you have to live with the outcome. And the only way we can do it right now, and we are a democratic society, is the only way we can do it is going out and vote. So I strongly urge those new voters, young voters, go out and do it, you know. Go out and register and come the midterms, as they were calling it. Go out and vote. Go read up on all these candidates. Read up on them and look and see. And you could talk to them. They all want to get in there. So they're going to be willing to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. And then the other thing that people say sometimes is, well, it's only my one vote, and one vote just doesn't count. And that's not the way to look at it, because it's collectively, it's your one vote and my one vote and everyone's one vote. All together, that adds up to something, and then there's a result. So that's what we all have to do. And the election's coming up this year. We just have to go out and vote. That's
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
We've got to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's been crazy. It's just a crazy time in politics. And, you know, I just like, I would just like for this thing to run and be clear, because I'm confused every time I turn on that television set to hear the news. I just want it to be clear. But I would rather get back to the music. That's where I'm, you know, besides voting, I go back to the music. That's what steps me into the next world. I like that, the music and the words and what's out there. And it's interesting that Kanye West just doing the Take Me for a Little Walk. Again, a good song is a good song is a good song. And that's what it comes down to.
Yes, and by the way, here, back to the music. But that reminds me of a little bit of what we were talking about last week, last show, the work that you did in music publishing, placing songs. So that's it. Oh. A good song is a good song. And for example, one of the things I always enjoy is for songs of mine. So I have a vision of how I want to do it. I write something and then envision it. And I love hearing other people interpret the song. So,
right.
And sometimes wildly different and interesting. And like Two, for an example, would be, there's a song of mine, Love in the Afternoon. And then when Barbara Streisand did it, it's completely Barbara. It's just a whole different thing. Or Beth Orton did a completely, like, a kind of a trip-hop version of a song of mine called It's This I Am. And those are things, I love it. It's just so inventive and different and fun. Like you say, a good song is a song is a song, and it can be interpreted, but you can put any sort of clothes on it, but it's just, when it's something really good that resonates with people, a song always comes through, and it's just magic.
Oh, that's why I said my favorite time was always in publishing, because I like to hear the songs that have been written, and now who I could think would do a great job with it. And to me, that was such it was very fulfilling for me as a song publisher, you know, saying, I think the song would be great for this person to do. And I, you know, it was funny, and a lot of people didn't hear my vision. And I don't know if I said it last week. I had this song, and it was by, at the time, we had this writer, Eric Kaz. And I got the song, and I said, wow, it's a good song. Not a great song, not like your ultimate, you know. But I said, it'll be a good song for someone who needs a comeback or who needs a good song to be recognized. You know, I never looked at it like that's going to be the ultimate song, because it's too hard when you go up that high, and then where do you go? So I just sort of said, it's a good song to get somebody back on the street, you know, to as a performer. And everybody thought that I was a little off the wall. And I said, all right. And, you know, a friend of mine who was working, I forgot, in one of the trade mags at the time, says, later on he said to me, I remember when you were plugging the song, and you were so, my heart and soul goes into it when I go and do these things. But I turned around a couple of years later, after I left publishing for a bit, I remember walking down the street with Andrew Oldham. And Andrew Oldham, for people out there, he was the first manager and producer for the Rolling Stones. So we're walking down the street, and I hear this song, and it's the number one song, and I'm going, how come I know the words to this song? And I turned to Andrew, and I said, what is this? Who is this? And he goes, he said to me, it's Don Johnson. And I said, he's singing this song? I said, what's the title? And he said, Heartbeat. And that was the song I was plugging 2 years earlier. And everybody thought I was crazy. And here he is with the number one song. So as I said, I heard a different vision. I could hear people think. I thought it was great. I thought my own person that I wanted to have her do it was Cher. I thought it was going to be a great song for her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear it. But everybody thought I was off the wall. Well, guess what? I guess I wasn't off the wall because here is Don Johnson, who nobody would have thought. He had a number one with it, you know?
Right. That's a perfect example of just how a song can just catapult somebody, even that one wouldn't think of, just right up there, because it's just magic, and you just get the right elements together. And I could see for you, I would see how that would be absolutely rewarding and satisfying. The creative part of that, of listening and absorbing a song, and then having those ideas about what could be done with it, and then seeing it to fruition, seeing it happen, very, very satisfying. Yeah.
Oh, it's taking somebody who, you know, that was just something in the catalog, and I found it, and I thought, I like this song. I think this can go somewhere. And you know, I even have a couple of songs that I have that I own that. That I wish I need a good Irish rock band to do this. Maybe not an Irish rock band, but a good rock band. Because the song, every time it was played, it was like everybody wanted to, they always wanted to hear it. I had it demoed, but I never really got out there to have somebody record it. And I really would like to. The actual band did record it, but they decided to break up. So I never went out after anybody else to get it done.
This is reminding you about it. Maybe you could add that to your list of your many projects that you have going, and kind of think about that again.
Yeah, because I think a good Irish rock band or a good rock and roll band could do this. I think called Irish Nights, and I'm telling you, it was a great song. Every time the band played it, everybody wanted to hear that song. That was the ultimate song. So anyway. Listen, we're winding down, and we'll be doing another one of these, I'm sure, soon again.
Yeah.
The next one I talk about would be because after I would have seen Vinny and everybody else at the Hippie Fest.
So you can give me a full report of how much fun you're going to have at this great show.
Absolutely. Do you have any place that you are you still in the studio at this moment in time?
Yeah, I'm writing and just early stages in the studio and looking at a few dates ahead. Again, I'm not going to mention them yet, but some tour dates, probably beginning maybe late September and in October and kind of going forward from there. So just so excited about just getting this new album together and then... the road, you know, just kind of hit the road. There's like we were talking about with Vinny today, there's just nothing like the energy of, and the privilege really of playing music and together with an audience and just sharing that electricity. It's something so special and magical. Really, really excited. Woohoo! Yay!
No, it is. It is true because when I go out and I do talks, I could only tell you how much I enjoy having an audience there. And when I do Q&As, you know, because it's an interaction, I enjoy that a lot. I really do. So it's a lot of fun.
And then you love, some questions are not a surprise. There are questions that come in that you would imagine that people might ask, but every so often someone comes up with a really interesting or intriguing question, and that's just extra special, really fun.
Absolutely. Well, here we are. We're winding down here, and I'm gonna bid everyone goodbye, and you and Evie, you and I will be catching up on the next one, and so I want everybody to have a good weekend. It's Friday. Go out and enjoy yourself. And Evie, I hope you have a good weekend too.
Oh, thank you. Well, this has been, I had my birthday just was this week, like was 2 days ago. So
right.
This is, I am indefinite, as we've talked about with you in October, I'm in birthday party mode. So I'm partying, I'm doing more stuff today. I have some other July birthday friends and family, and so it's kind of nonstop. You know how that goes in October, right,
of
May?
Course.
So I'm having a great time, and I'm looking forward to just continuing to bask in birthday fun and wonderfulness. Why not, you know, like...
Absolutely.
Per course, right? And want to just say, everybody out there, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me again. It's just always so fun for us to talk and hang out and have people listen. And much love to you, May, and we will talk soon, okay?
Absolutely. Okay, goodbye, everyone, and we'll be talking soon. Bye.